Oh, now we're broadcasting. And now we have to...
We're letting it rest.
We're letting it run.
We're hearing our fan, I think. Outside, I was hearing those birds.
The whippoorwills?
The babies.
Oh, the babies!
They sound like they were crying.
I know, they sound like they're... There's a nest sitting a lot, like...
Testing, testing.
Sounds of lamps. Sounds of rain.
Okay.
Sounds of scratching.
Right. The rain just came. We just had a downpour. Luckily, we were safe inside our river hut for night two.
After a day of rest. I'm Rachel.
I'm Sarah.
And this is Atlanta to the Atlantic, day 18.
Woo! In which we are traveling in kayaks from Atlanta
to the Atlantic Ocean on the South River to the Okmulgee, the mighty Okmulgee.
To the Altamaha and then out to
the sea.
Yeah. 42 days. We're on day 18. Last night we were tired. Tonight we're still tired, but after
more
a day
rested.
Of rest, much better.
So, we have been
resting
in Hawkinsville.
We've gotten to know some people in Hawkinsville.
And have been fed very well.
We are grateful for the feeding.
And for the fellowship, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to learn about a very special judge who was father to Harley and JD. And best friend to Doc Bembry.
Yeah.
Bembry.
It's okay. We woke up this morning and it was a day of rest and I rested in the morning. I drank a couple cups of coffee and read the weekend, a few days late, Wall Street Journal, sitting overlooking the river, and enjoyed that thoroughly.
We both washed a bunch of clothes.
After I read and drank coffee, I went back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
About 10 times.
Yeah.
Very short sleeps.
Yeah. And you kept
Sarah appreciates
up and
my
groaning.
Grunting. Yeah. When I wake up.
Yeah.
What? So I just fell asleep so heavily. It was intense, like short sleeps, one after another.
There must be a thing about that deep REM sleep.
It was good, though. I was very restful. And then I got up and washed clothes.
Yeah.
And you washed clothes.
And then I washed clothes, hung them up, and then we did our own thing for a little while.
I drove out to the creek. Did some recordings, did some listening, did some walking around, did some sanitype.
I did some stretching.
Yes.
Did a walk to the creek.
We talked on the phone a bit.
Talked on the phone a bit.
It's nice to keep in touch with people. We looked at maps. And like
we looked at maps,
thought about our next few days.
Mm-hmm. And then we came together to think about the installations that we'll be making in Atlanta.
And really, in particular, like you know, the whole point of the journey was to turn the volume down on our own thoughts and to really tune into what we can learn from the water. So what we really focused on today was thinking about what we're learning from the water, and you know, we're not done yet at all, obviously. But you know, just a sort of not quite halfway point time to reflect on what the water is teaching us, and also what we're learning about how it functions, how it moves, how it lives, how it breathes, how it, what it does, regardless of us, but with us.
In relation to us, yeah. Yeah. And that was good. First step in that conversation that we haven't really had time to, I think we both had our own thoughts about stuff, but we haven't actually come together to think about that on the journey thus far. There are so many things, even though we've been at it for 18 days, so many things we haven't actually been able to do. And there's still things that I meant to do today that I have not done.
Indeed.
But, Same here. Here's where we are.
And then we had a great interview with
Ella from the Hawkinsville Dispatch. Dispatch, like we're doing dispatches. Yeah. So we're going to get an article in the local paper, which is fun.
And she might bring us brownies tomorrow. And arugula and limes, maybe. Jinx. You owe me a bourbon.
Yeah, that was lovely. We talked to her for a while. She's awesome. And then we headed over to another camp house at the pond.
Yeah. Right? And where we had
a wonderful evening.
Wonderful evening. Amazing fried catfish and great coleslaw with a lot of jalapenos in it. I loved it.
Yeah, the coleslaw was good. Apparently it's Barbara's coleslaw recipe. We learned.
And we heard stories about this, community of folks that go down and travel on the river from Hawkinsville to St. Simons every year. It's kind of a tradition that dates back to the 50s. And
the 50s, really?
Yeah, the 50s, yeah.
Why did he say Doc 30 was, times?
Oh, in he said 50s. Over 100 times, yeah.
Yeah, but when? How old was he when he first did it?
Well, his uncle used to do it when he was too little to go.
Oh, okay.
So
got it.
He was a, yeah.
So it was his
uncle and Hugh Lawson's dad were best friends.
Okay.
So they would go.
Got it. Okay, I didn't think I caught. I caught that.
Yeah, did explain that yesterday.
Okay,
when we were at their house.
I might not have understood exactly what was happening. You had more background.
No, that's just what they told us yesterday. Anyway, but it's a lot. It's all a lot. So we just heard a lot of people tell a lot of stories, and it was really quite, very touching. A key person in all the people who were there's wife passed away over in April, and it's June right now, so it was very recent. And he sounds like he was really a quite spectacular energy and a person, Judge Hugh Lawson. And so in many ways, a lot of the storytelling revolved around not only around him, but it often came back to him, and we were kind of privileged to be a part of a remembrance of somebody who is very touching and meaningful to who is a big figure in these people's lives. So in addition to being well-fed and thoroughly entertained and hearing a couple of songs and just benefiting from entirely big-hearted hospitality, we also bore witness to, experiences of shared grief and loss and love. And this guy's Harley lost Hugh's son drove us back to the camp house to sign the boats and bid us farewell, and the boats are signed in memory of both Hugh and in respect of Doc and in honor of Doc. So we're taking that.
In some ways, we're
with us.
Now carrying them with us on the journey out to sea.
And so we set off again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well rested, well fed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still be tired. It'll still be hard. but yeah, we're in a good place.
Yeah. And actually, we only have a few days, and then we get another sort of day of rest with more story activities. Mm-hmm. So this is an easy week for us.
Well, touch, knock wood. You can't say kinds of things. Jinx us, mate.
I'm optimistic. That's my job.
You can't jinx us, you know? Mm-hmm. We feel like things, you know, might have.
Rachel's space. A worry wart, and I'm the optimist.
I'm not a worry wart, but I don't like to jinx things. And also, I do like to be realistic. But that doesn't play into here. This is just superstition. I don't want to jinx things and say things are easy when you never know what storms may come. We drove from California to Atlanta when we were moving back. And, you know, every time we crossed a state, we'd say, "Oh, we're in so-and-so, in so-and-so." And we got into Georgia. I'm like, "We're back in Georgia. We're home." And Arlo looks at me from the back seat and he says, "Don't count your chickens before they hatch." Like, you are your grandmother's child. Uh-huh. So, you know.
He gets that.
There's
from
a lineage.
You. Yeah.
There it comes from my mom.
Yep.
And it, you know, I can relate.
Uh huh.
Yep. A lot can go wrong between here and there.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway,
turn off the broadcast.
We're gonna have a really great next couple of days.
Uh huh.
Okay.
All right.
Night.
Good night.